Cool programming.
Hello, it is 2 p.m. on this very white Friday afternoon. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's
broadcasting out of Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus in Kingston, Ontario. I've really missed saying that. I don't know, I feel like... You know what's funny? I feel like it should come naturally to me at this point, that it's... I've been doing it for all these years, and I still always, like, forget to say.
Me too. Yeah. But it's a new year.
It's a new year.
Well,
same me. I don't have to change. All of you do. And I live by that. But speaking of... Well, this is Whiplash.
Hi.
Hi. I'm your host, Erin, and I'm joined by Christina today.
Hello.
Hello.
I should just... You're going to regret that. I already, like, crunchy laugh directly into the mic.
That's okay. That's okay. It's okay. It's
strong.
It adds character. It adds layers for your listening experience. But, yeah. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I don't really have any resolutions. My mom is a witch now, though, so we did...
Really?
Yeah, she's super witchy. So we did, like, you write, I think, 13 intentions on, like, little pieces.
Yes.
Paper.
Yeah, you are supposed to do that.
And then you burn one a night for, like, the...
Oh, I didn't know that.
You do one a night, like, through Christmas season till the first day of the new year. And then you open your one that, like... Basically, the rest... Whoa. The ones that you burn are, like, those are up to the universe. Like,
yeah.
You can, like, have them in your mind, but they're not your responsibility. And then the one that you have is, like, that one's yours. That you need to...
I really like that. I really, really like that. Yeah, I really wanted to do it for winter solstice. Not the 13, but just one. You're supposed to write down one intention, then burn it. But I was not in the country and didn't want to go buy a lighter and then accidentally forget that I had it and then get pulled over by airport security for having a lighter. I don't even know if they, like, do search, like, do something about lighters. Like, are they allowed? They must be.
I actually don't know.
For smokers? Like, I don't know. But I wasn't going to find out.
Like, I would think no. I feel like...
So would I.
I'm not allowed, like, a little water bottle. I feel like a lighter...
Flammable fluid?
Yeah, it's maybe...
Yeah, I don't know.
Not allowed.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that, but I did want to do it. Maybe next year. Who knows? I don't know. I didn't see anything about the grapes under the table this year.
Me either. I think that's tired. People are done.
People are over it.
I think people did the grape thing a few years and it didn't work out and they're like, this isn't it.
Switch to witchcraft, people.
Yeah, start burning stuff.
There's results. Genuinely start burning stuff because, listen, Prometheus fire, like, we're going back to... The dawn of human... I sound so stupid. Like, I can hear it. I can hear it. Like, guys, I do have a degree, I swear. Actually, that means nothing these days. But fire has always been there. So why would we not burn stuff?
Reject.
And that's what
Reject
I'm going in.
The embrace tradition.
That's what I'm going into 2026 with. Let's just burn stuff. Limp Bizkit said break stuff. I say burn stuff.
You know what? I felt pretty motivated by my burning. So
yeah. Oh, you did it too.
Yeah, we did it as a family.
Wait, that's adorable. I want that. Oh.
Yeah, my mom's been very witchy. She doesn't like any of the prediction stuff, though. Like, she doesn't like tarot. I think it's, like, the Catholic in her, and she doesn't like it.
Oh.
And she's also, like, if I get, like, a bad one, that'll mess with me. Like, I can't do it.
See, okay, I was sitting in my mental health and pharmacology class yesterday, and somehow tarot got roped in with, like, Catholicism and, like, religious delusions.
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
I guess if you're doing it and you're taking it and being like, this is real and the cards made it happen, then maybe.
Not like the cards made it happen, but like, I was kind of just like awoken and I was just like, oh, so some people do think I'm crazy. Some people think I'm crazy for thinking that, like, these little cards. But listen, that's because you people have never done continuous spreads for yourself when you're not feeling great. And you, out of all of those cards, you keep pulling like the same four or five cards. That's weird. Math tells May's you that's weird.
Been doing her daily, like, morning. I think she, I don't know if she that's pulls one card or she does a full
that.
Reading.
Yeah.
I think she might just pull, like, one. I don't know. But she's been saying, like, ones will, like, pop out and, like,
yeah.
she's been having...
There's different ways you can, like, shuffle and stuff. But, no, it really... There was a point in my life about 4 years ago when I really wasn't feeling good. And I would shuffle and shuffle and shuffle and shuffle. And I would get, like, the same four or five cards every single pull. That's not normal.
I think the thing that happened to May was one popped out of the deck and she was like, oh, that's weird. And then she put it back in and then she pulled that same one. And that happened a few times.
See, people, I feel like... So I get scared when I see numbers, but I feel like some mathy person would tell you that that's very improbable. But it was just very strange yesterday to hear that it was like a spiritual delusion. And I was like,
maybe I need to reevaluate.
I don't need to reevaluate. I think whoever decided that's a spiritual delusion needs to evaluate. But it was a very interesting discussion because I consider myself atheist for a while and now I consider myself spiritual, so it's kind of a little weird to kind of be grouped in with
something that you so do not identify with at all.
Exactly. So that was very weird. Didn't like that, but anyway, we are going to get into some music, obviously, like, hello. As much as I would love to talk for an hour straight, and I know that you would love that as well, but we are getting into an all-Canadian set. So up first is My Moon by Man, My Moon My Man by Feist on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. fois toute seule avec moi. Une fois nous étions en les deux. Matin d'été, soir froid d'hiver, tout s'est perdu dans le passé. Tu me tenais, tu m'as lâché. J'ai voulu qu'une chose, t'aimer.
Welcome back. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. That was All the Way by Nouvelle Phenomenon. Oh my gosh. I can't read.
Phenomenon.
Yes. Okay, there we go. Got it. Boom. Got it. Phenomenon. Yeah, awesome. Anyway, so. Literally, I was like, look at me. Maybe it's a new year to me. Like, I'm playing French songs. Like, maybe there is warmth in my heart left for the French people. But
I thought that it was going to end with warmth in my heart. And I was like, what's the correlation there? French people warm in their heart? I don't know about that. Kidding. Love you guys.
Yeah, and then before that was Bonnie by Absolute Treat. Before that was Your Body by Night Lunch. And I started that set off with My Moon, My Man by Feist.
We gotta talk about
Chris,
that.
Chris, would you like to tell me the relationship between all of those songs that I just played?
Heated rivalry.
Boom, we said it. You know what? I had half a mind not to talk about it because I feel like... Mm-hmm. I feel like it's probably been talked about so much.
But they haven't heard us talk about it.
I know, and obviously we are like the penultimate conversation about
this. We are the people that the people want to hear from on this topic.
It's been very interesting watching this because I feel like the main controversy with the show, like, everyone loves it, but I feel like the main controversy was that it was so explicit, which it's not. We talked about this. It's not any more explicit than a regular,
like,
hetero.
Bridgerton, Game of Thrones is, like,
literally
that plus violence.
And exactly.
Then, like,
but
it's really not.
It's been interesting watching all these people kind of soar to fame so fast from week one of the show to week six.
Mm-hmm. Like, they had like under 2,000 Instagram followers,
and now they have like a million.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, but it's really funny because I don't know if you've seen this controversy, but with Hudson, I don't know his last name.
Hudson Williams.
There you go. Well, she knows. She's in on it. Did you see the controversy about him and his Letterboxd account?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, so who cares?
He had to delete his Letterboxd account because people found it and they were posting his reviews like all over social media.
Imagine if people found your Letterboxd account.
And listen, this guy's a film major.
So was he being a little pretentious?
He was being so pretentious, and people were like, he hates women. Like, why is he being so harsh on women? He was literally like, this actress, like, literally can't hold a candle to blah, blah, blah. Like, is terrible in this movie. Or, like, I love her, but she was terrible in this movie, like, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And people were, like, really up in arms about that. And I read some of them. Some of them were a little harsh.
Yeah, I feel like you're allowed to, like, just have an opinion.
When have you ever met a film major that is, like, not so far up themselves?
Yeah, and didn't have, like, pretty, like, polar opinions.
Exactly. It's so polarized. Like, they have to have such a strong opinion about, you know, they can't just be like, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I don't know why this is a controversy.
That was a huge controversy. People were like, he does not like women.
I will say, that was my fear when all these people got really famous really fast. I was like, they're getting too famous too fast.
Exactly.
They're gonna get, like, whatever tiny little thing they've done in their past is gonna tear them down from grace.
And it's really interesting because he seems to be, like, very cocky on red carpets. Mm-hmm. Whereas Connor, he seems a lot more down to earth. And it's really funny because Hudson is the one, or at least has spoken out about actual, like, real athletes messaging him, mm-hmm. like, in the closet athletes, where I am not sure he's actually gay, whereas Connor is. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, literally, and it's funny because I saw really funny messages, like, it's like stupid athletes, like, they're messaging the wrong one. But anyway, they actually haven't said anything about their sexualities, but
so who knows?
Even the fact that the show got created and it got as big as it did so fast, I think is leaps and bounds. It's really good.
Thank you,
like,
Jacob
it.
Tierney.
No, seriously.
Canadian King.
Yeah. He also did
Shorzy and Letterkenny.
Yeah.
It's actually really funny. You can tell exactly when he left Shorzy because the show's moral compass was gone.
Oh, do you watch it?
Yeah, me and Emma love Shorzy. And the newer seasons, though, like, there's a clip from the recent season where he's, like, talking smack about women's hockey. And they had a feature of Wayne Gretzky
post-Trump endorsement. When the PWHL is popping off. Like,
I know.
That's so...
It's like, okay, flop.
Yeah,
okay,
big flop.
Shorzy plays, like, not even professional in the show, so...
Yeah, because is Shorzy a spinoff of Letterkenny?
Yes.
Okay, so I looked it up. Like, I looked up Jacob Tierney because I didn't realize that he was the one who did that. Because I was like, wait, isn't that, like, a straight hockey show? It was a straight guy, like, hockey show.
It is a straight guy show.
Yeah, so I was, like, so confused. I was like, wait, how did he, like, create this masterpiece? But anyway, it's also been really cool to see people like Francois get notoriety,
like, get their flowers after
being
so in the industry for a very long time,
so long. And I feel like a lot of people didn't realize, like, all of the Canadian shows that he's been in, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But
I went and rewatched the episode of Schitt's Creek that he's
did
on.
You I've been thinking about it because it's so good, but I'm pretty sure I watched, like, the entire episode on Reels one day,
just from them all being like, oh my god, Francois on this.
Yeah. Because it's the one where he's like a photographer.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like I love David it. Fitz. I love Schitt's Creek so much.
I did a full rewatch after I watched that episode because I was like, this is so good. And
yeah.
It's...
I don't think I'm there yet, but I've watched it twice all the way through, and I loved it.
I did say, very apt for this radio station, one of my ins for 2025 that I think is going to pop off is CanCon.
Ooh.
I don't think it ends at Heated Rivalry. I think our shows and music.
Ooh, let's get into that later.
I think they're going to pop off this year.
I'm into that. We can go over your ins and outs for 2026.
Oh, yeah.
Because do you have a list?
I do have a list, but they're... When I say ins and outs, I mean, like, things I think will happen, not things I want to happen.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Predictions.
I always have to clarify.
Forecast.
I write something, like, evil in my ins, and I'm like, wait, I don't want that. Yeah. But I just think that's going to happen.
Ooh, well, stay tuned. Yeah, because I didn't do any resolutions or a bingo card this year.
Oh, I should have done a bingo card.
Yeah. I didn't even know what to do.
It's
because
not too late.
Because the craziest things you can think of are happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fun to make a bingo card when, like, you're like, oh, haha, like, wouldn't this happen? Like, it is happening. It is. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't want to be able to predict that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm creating a bingo
card. It's not fun anymore.
It's not fun.
Because it's not like... Fetty Wap releases a new song. it's like a whole
Fetty Wap is out. He is like immediately in the studio. Did
America
you see that?
Takes over
like less than 24 hours later, he was in the studio.
Wait, for what?
Like Fetty Wap, like he's out of prison.
Oh, I didn't know I was touching on a cultural moment here. So, I just said Fetty Wap because it was giving like 2016.
See? You can't even put it on your bingo card because it's actually happening. He got out of prison.
And then immediately
the went to the studio.
Okay, maybe I should have made a bingo card because I would have written that for jokes and I would have been right.
It's not too late. It's not too late. But anyway, regardless, we're going to...
I didn't know this was happening. Sorry.
I'm so glad that press tour is over.
Thank God.
I was sick.
We're free.
I was literally sick to my stomach. Like, I actually was so sick of seeing their faces. But anyway... Yeah, that's my stance. Moving on.
On the Wicked Press Tour.
We have one... Oh, I lied. We're going to play another Canadian track. This was... this band was recommended to me by the tech manager of CFRC. I really hope you enjoy it. It is North Evil by Null and Void. That was Over the Edge by Wipers. And you can thank one of the employees at Now and Then in the Cataraqui Center for showing me this album. He really, really, really wants to sell the cassette, but it is $40. So if you are interested in that album, it's pretty solid. There you go. You know where to go find it. And before that was Failing Yesterday by Jessica Bailiff. And I started that set off with North Evil by Null and Void, who are a Canadian kind of shoegazy group. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. We are coming to the end of the show, but as promised, because we're running short on time, we're going to rip through it. I need to know your ins and outs.
Okay.
Of 2026.
I'm just going to bulldoze through, and if any stand out to you, you can tell me after.
Absolutely.
Ready? Okay. Ins, bald guys, side part.
In bald guys?
Smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, agree.
CanCon, being booed up in spite of the Vanity Fair article.
Ooh, that's such a good one.
Not telling people your sexuality.
Yeah.
Reptile print. Criminal situationship.
Actually, I say that I have a sink dress.
It's coming back.
That I haven't worn.
The tortoise nails were foreshadowing.
What's
of
that?
Reptile print coming back. They're like little tortoise shell nails. I'll show you after.
Okay.
Guys hitting glutes. Heated rivalry inspired.
So true. Get off of the hip thrust machine.
And one
I need it.
I don't know if this is actually going to pick up, but guys drunk kissing replaces girls drunk kissing. Guys are going to be smooching the homies in the way that we smooch the homies at the club.
That I would like to see.
I feel like I don't know if that's just a
hope on record
or if it's what's actually going to happen. But I'm putting it out
there.
I'm
here for it.
And then my outs.
Make them do it.
Make your homies kiss if you're a man. Outs. Unfortunately, women on TV, I think, are out. I think we've just. I think because of.
Whoa.
I don't want this. I want women on TV, but
hey,
I think.
I like need to know more.
I think I'm like a heated rivalry proof. They can just do a romance show without any women in it.
They did one woman.
Actually, all the side character women were amazing.
Svetlana,
like all
she was gorgeous.
Every story had a like the girls were there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think like the downfall of Mormon Wives is really hard right now.
It's been a downfall since it premiered.
All the lesbian shows are getting canceled after like less than one
this
season.
This is true and very, very sad. And that's what makes like shows like Heated Rivalry, as amazing as it is for representation, they've been set for 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And all of the lesbian shows, they only last 1 season and they get canceled no matter how successful they are.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I'm hopeful that that trend won't continue, but I think we're not going to see.
Yeah. It's
good.
It's
leading ladies.
But that's one I would like to see disproved, but we'll
Me
see.
Me too.
We'll
I see. Agree. And then, so that's my unfortunate out. I also think therapy terms are out. No more gaslighting, just lying.
Like I'm here for
like,
it.
I don't want to hear anyone say, oh my God, they were gaslighting me. Like, no, they just they told a bald face lie.
I could write a book on how, like, I feel like
the West
and North America are so, it's so over clinical and like some of the, I just get, things are so over pathologized and it's just like, we're going to come first. Like, it's normal. Like, some of the things you're experiencing don't need medication. You can do it without medication. And it's so unfortunate. I think North America, it just goes straight for, okay, let's diagnose and, like, get you on meds. Like, there are so many other techniques and stuff that you can use to help you overcome that.
And also, like, I feel like socially, it's really bad. Cause, like, the way that people will, like, psychoanalyze people in their life and, like, put labels on them.
Yeah.
Especially sometimes to justify bad behavior. And I'm like,
yeah.
No, you
absolutely.
Need to, like, just like, be like, no, that person did a crappy thing. They don't,
like you still need to try and be better for yourself, but using it as an excuse, it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And I think also, like, again, sometimes somebody, especially I feel like people do this with, like, partners, where they'll be like, their partner will do something bad. And they, like, have this whole story in their head about why they did that with all these therapy
That's called rose-colored glasses.
And I'm like,
wake up.
maybe they just did a bad thing. Or yeah. maybe they kind of suck. Maybe yeah. it's not this whole, like...
Absolutely.
Like, trauma.
Stop thing. Making excuses for other people's behavior.
Yeah. Therapy terms are out.
They are.
Hold people accountable. And then I said... One of them I can't say on air. Because it's, okay. it's one word and I can't say it.
So true. So true.
I said cuffing season is out.
Cuffing season is out.
Like, I didn't hear about it at all this year.
People aren't getting cuffed.
Yeah, people aren't.
That's well, why. That's why I think it's interesting that you're saying that booed up.
Yeah, but they're doing it
despite the vanity
time
thing.
Of the year.
They are. The nobody fall. Like. Because what is cuffing season? November,
yeah,
October,
it's,
November.
It's supposed to be like. Because
isn't it
fall.
After? Isn't it after? No, it's October because you want to have a couple's costume.
Mm, true.
I'm pretty sure.
But like, so it, the sweet spot is probably like after Thanksgiving, pre.
Yeah. Pre Halloween.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I think that's out.
And that's how Sue sees it.
And I also said TikTok is out. I think people are going to start deleting TikTok.
Yeah, I've been TikTok free for 2 years, yeah. and I just deleted Instagram off my phone.
Dang.
4 days ago. It's been a very difficult journey.
My friend's documenting her breakup journey on Instagram, so like I have to stay on there.
Well, I go on my desktop.
Oh,
but
that's a good way to do it.
It's like it's I go on my desktop for less than 1% of the time that I was spending on it on my phone.
Yeah, it's,
already
it's so, like so much more of a task and
exactly.
less like. Like you can't like click super fast and
you
all that.
Feel a lot dumber when you're scrolling through reels because you yeah. it's like this tiny little rectangular
I don't know what it looks like on desktop.
It's just like a little rectangle in the middle of your screen and you're flipping through it and then the comments like come up on the side. It's terrible.
It's
and honestly it's I already feel better because I can immediately like get up and do things that I want to do, but it's hard. I'm
yeah.
not, and it sounds so dumb to be. I deleted Instagram off my phone and I'm really struggling. I was really, really,
no, but
really
that's why
bad.
Most people never do it. It's,
yeah,
it's hard.
So anyway, but I only have one track left for today, and I really hope that you've enjoyed it. And this ties into the first set. And I don't know, I just feel like this is such a good note to leave on, and it was at the end of such an amazing episode, of course, in Heated Rivalry.
Was it the fifth one?
With Scott and Kip. Yeah.
It was, just, my favorite.
It was just amazing. Yeah, 2026 in side character relationships.
Yeah, I've been saying I'm a B-plot lover till I die. I never care about the main.
That's so fair.
Much.
That's so fair. So, my favorite thing is learning about how, like, for shows I watched in the past, like such as like Buffy, where they want to like kill off a character or they're not meant to be there the whole time, but there's such a huge fan response,
yeah,
that they keep
I
them in there
happens.
And then make them a fully fleshed out person. So it's a very interesting cultural event that happens. Phenomenon or phenomena, I don't know, whatever, who cares. Out is Conjugations, but the last track today is I'll Believe in Anything by Wolf Parade on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'll believe in anything, and you'll believe in anything. CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again,